Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that follows this radio program on public access channel number 6 that begins at 8 a.m. through 8:30, entitled Searching the Scripture. We hope that you'll be edified and be encouraged to look into the Bible and understand the things that are taught therein. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's holy divine word. We also encourage you at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This morning, we conclude our quarterly study of the subject of why. We are looking at this morning the concluding lesson in why we believe denominations are wrong. Last week, we examined that there was just one church, and we saw that division was wrong, and number three, we concluded by it matters what one believes. This morning, we want to look at too little or too much for the New Testament church is another reason that we reject denominationalism. In the Bible, the scripture uses the word church in two different senses. One is universally. That means all the saved in the world. Each individual that is saved is in the universal church. And then there is a local group, Christians who meet in a locality, one in a local area that band together to do the work that God gave the church to do. Now, here is the meeting. A denomination embraces only its little group. It's far too few for all to be saved. Yet if it is joined to all other religious organizations of that sect, then it is much too large to be a local congregation. The universal church is made up of each member of the body of Christ. In the world, the universal church is made up of differing bodies, of differing practices, and different beliefs. That's too large. And the local church, as we read about in the Bible, like the church of Corinth, or the church of Thessalonica, or the one at Colossae, where local congregations band together in order to do the work, a denomination embraces far more than a local congregation because they're tied to many other congregations, and therefore they band together as congregations, therefore they're too large. Too little to be the New Testament church universally, and too much to be the New Testament church locally. Therefore, we must reject it as being something that originates in the Bible. But really, the last point, and really the strongest point in all that we'll look at, is the final point why we utterly reject denominationalism. And that is because they do not follow the New Testament pattern. That means that they don't have it, thus saith the Lord. What about the doctrine they teach? Do they follow the New Testament pattern? Some teach salvation by faith only. Well, James 2, verse 24 through 26, says faith only is dead, being alone. And Calvinism, those who teach eternal security that we've examined, that's wrong, according to Romans 2, verse 11, and Galatians 5, verse 4, a man can fall from grace. Premillennialism, which is all around us, that teach the thousand-year reign on earth. And yet the Bible clearly teaches in 1 Corinthians 15, 23 through 26, that when the Lord comes back, he's coming for judgment, and he's going to receive the kingdom from his son, and then he's going to put the last enemy to death, and that is death itself, and the kingdom has already been established. Premillennialism says it's not yet established, but the Bible clearly teaches that it is, and we examine that in one of our lessons. What about the impossibility of apostasy? We discussed that a few weeks ago. Yes, man can fall from grace, and we have those that deny the deity of Christ. Yet passages like John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, tells us that he was with God from the beginning. Therefore, that doctrine is false. What about those who teach that they can do miracles today, the kind that we can read about Jesus and the apostles doing? Well, That's wrong because 1 Corinthians 13, 8-10 says that such miracles and prophecy and tongues, they will vanish away. They were things that were given in the first century because the written word was not put together yet, and they had spiritual gifts. But when the perfect came, according to 1 Corinthians 13, 8-10, then the miracles would cease. And therefore, they are not able to do the things that they did in the first century. And to say that they are is to deny what the Bible teaches. But then we have those who believe in the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. That's kind of like Calvinism, that they have to work on you directly in order for you to be able to serve and to please God. Yet the Bible doesn't teach that. We're led by the Spirit when we follow His teaching, according to Romans 8 and verse 14. And then we have some who are still following the Old Testament in some of the teachings of it. Yep, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25, simply says the Old Testament was nailed to the cross, and it was our schoolmaster and tutor to lead us to Christ, and once we were in Christ, we're no longer under the tutor. And therefore, the Old Testament has been set aside, and it cannot save men now before we're under the law of Christ. And then you have the oneness doctrine, the Jesus-only doctrine, in Matthew 28, 19, and 20, which is a perversion. If you notice in that context, Jesus sent out his disciples to teach the gospel to every creature. And we have people who teach that unless you're baptized in the name of Jesus only, you can't be saved. And unless you're called Jesus only, then you're really not a follower of God. And yet that's just a misunderstanding of understanding that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit work together in unison for one purpose, and that is the salvation of mankind. And then you have the doctrine of infant baptism, and we examined this a little when we talked about that immersion is baptism, and sprinkling and pouring is not scriptural baptism. And an infant doesn't have any sin, and therefore cannot repent because there is no sin that they are guilty of. And so all both things are different doctrines, and therefore they are contrary to God's will and must be rejected. Number two, they have a different organization than the one that's found in the Bible. In most churches today in the denomination world have the pastor rule. That means the pastor is the head, the guide, the leader, the one that is leading the congregation. Yet that particular organization cannot be found in the Bible. That led to universal organizations like the Roman Catholic Church that has a chief pastor, the Pope, and then you have churches that have earthly headquarters like the Latter-day Saints and like others who have earthly headquarters in New York or in California. Then you have councils and synods and conventions that meet yearly to determine what direction their teaching is going to go in and what things are going to emphasize and what things are going to quit teaching. And then you have those who teach that the apostles is an ongoing thing, and that the apostles continue in order they've been passed down to them every generation, and so every generation has their own apostles. The Latter-day Saints, the Mormon teach that, yet the Bible clearly teaches that there was only one set of living apostles, and we don't have apostles today. And then we have churches that have deacons as overseeing the flock. And yet the deacons, according to Scripture in 1 Timothy 3, Titus chapter 1, they're servants of the elders, and therefore that organization is completely wrong. And then you have organizations that Christ is not the head, that the head is the president or the board of directors or whatever it is, and they have earthly organization. But according to the Bible, the university organization is that Christ is the head and he's in heaven. And there's no one else. He is the head of all things, according to Colossians 1, verse 18, that he has the preeminence. Locally, you have Christ as being the head, elders as overseers, deacons as servants, evangelists as teachers, and then you have teachers. That is the organization of the church as it's designed in the Bible. Please read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16, and then that is the only organization that is scriptural. And then they don't follow the New Testament in the name. Not only is the teaching wrong, not only is the organization wrong, but the name is wrong. They're called after men. The Lutherans named themselves after Martin Luther. The Baptists named themselves after the practice of baptism and how they understand baptism. And then you have those who have a name after their organization, like the Presbyterian. And then you have those who name themselves after the scope, or believing they're universal, like the Roman Catholic Church. And then you have the Mormons, who name themselves after their book. And then you have those called Jehovah Witnesses, that name themselves after the claim that they are the true witnesses of Jesus Christ. All these things are contrary to Scripture. The name of the church was not after men, not after practice, not after organization, not after scope, not after any book, and not to support any claim. In the Bible, we read of the Church of Christ in Romans 16:16. We read of the Church of God in 1 Corinthians 1:2. We read about the body in Ephesians 5:23. Therefore, the name is wrong. But lastly, they also have the worship wrong. The worship is not in accordance with the Bible. In the churches of men, they have instrumental music. They have the Lord's Supper during the week and not on the Lord's Day. They serve it monthly, or they serve it semi-annually, or they serve it 2 times a year. They have closed communion. Only certain people can take it. They observe the Sabbath. Some religions observe the Sabbath and think that the Lord's Day is a pagan holiday. There are charismatics that offer confusion because there's so much emotionalism built into their thinking. And then we have those who do drama skits, puppet shows, and those who have dramatic skits to teach the Bible. And then we have those who teach and profess theology instead of presenting the truth. All of these have the wrong worship. The worship of the Lord's church is praying, singing, taking the Lord's Supper, giving of our means, and teaching God's Word. Read the New Testament. That is the pattern of the New Testament church. Anything else is too much. And we conclude this series and this lesson in showing you that we reject denominations because they have the wrong authority. The authority is not the Pope. He is not the authority of religious matters. The Watchtower Tract Society and the Bible Society of Jehovah's Witness, they are not the authority. The conference and creeds of the Baptists and the Methodists, of the Lutherans and other denominations are not the authority of the Bible. The prophets, the false prophets of Mormonism like Joseph Smith and Brigham Young are not the authority. And the alien sinner who the megachurches are trying to make happy and building the church that suits them instead of suiting God, they are not the authority. The only spokesperson for God is His Son, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. And therefore, since they do not follow the New Testament, then we must reject them. They have the wrong authority. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not reject denominationalism because we think we're better than anyone else. We don't reject them because it's not according to our likes and dislikes. We reject denominationalism because there is only one church, division is wrong, it does matter what one believes and practices. Too little or too much of the New Testament church is not followed universally or locally, and they do not follow the New Testament pattern in all the ways that we examined this morning. Yes, that is why we reject denominationalism. Would you like to study? We would be more than happy to open the Bible and study with you. Please give us a call. We desire to follow God and Him only. Thank you for listening.